who is the father, the king, who has got no real consideration. In this way, Lakshman. And next layer, second layer, Baladeva also is behaving. In Vrindavan Leela also, one day Baladeva gave a slap to Krishna. And Krishna is putting it to Yashoda. Dada has beaten me. Baladeva, Dada has beaten me, mother. And Baladeva was much perplexed. And then going to a little distance, yes, I did it, my brother. And does it look well that you put that to the mother against me? Does it look well? How can you put it as a complaint against me to our mother? করতে হয়
এই কথা কি মায়ের কাছে বলতে হয়
বলতে বলতে আছে
বলতে হয় মেরেছিলাম সিঙ্গার বাড়ি
সিঙ্গা
সিঙ্গা
সিঙ্গার বাড়ি একটা
বাসি বাজার বাসি
সিঙ্গা
বলে দেবে তাই দিয়ে আজ্ঞা বসেছিলেন
কৃষ্ণকে Yes, I did. But should you complain that to our mother? Your elder brother had done something. I had exercised my little right over you. And why should you make any complaint against that? That is very bad. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He has got that capacity, that right. That right is given there. After that layer, the light has been bestowed, extended.
আর যখন কালিও দমনেতে সব কপি সব মূর্ছিত হয়ে পড়েছেন তখনও সে বলদেব তিনি সকলকে সান্ত্বনা দিচ্ছেন
উনি উনি ড্যান্স করছেন তখন কৃষ্ণ taken the greatest risk and he jumped into Yamuna where that Kaliya Nag, the great demonic serpent that was there and that Krishna is gone, all the friends or including all gopis also, they fainted that Krishna has jumped into that poisonous area, lake. So they all fainted for the separation. And Baladev, no, don't be afraid that he will be ended. None can end him. He will come soon after doing the justice necessary there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Kadala.
Maharaj, Madhvacharya, he's explaining the shloka that Anta Kale Chama Evam Smaran Muktva Kale Varam, that at the time of death one must think of Lord Narayan, then only can he reach the abode of the Lord. But then Ramanuja, he said that it is not necessary at the time of death to think of the Lord. It is entirely up to the Lord.
Huh?
It is entirely up to the Lord. If throughout our life we have served the Lord, then it is the duty of the Lord and it is His responsibility to take us. Not necessarily just at the time of death that we have to think of.
The view of the same thing from different standpoint. What is the difference you find? Someone who says that if we go on with our duty, discharging our duty while living, then we may not care for our last moment. That will automatically come. That is also true. And what Madhvacharya says, that is a particular case, the particular cases. Even one if do not observe such purity during whole life, still at the time of his death, if he is reminded or anyhow he gets, he will, the next chance of the chance of the next birth, he will get a benefit in the next birth. Then we will be able to go on with. So it is also effective. But Ravana says, if one, if a Shuddha Bhakta, whole time he is going on with bhajan, and in the last moment he, if we find that he is unconscious, it does not matter. He has taken the truth, and it is the lookout of Krishna himself. So whether he is conscious, sarnagata, in the case of a sarnagata bhakta, this uttarayan, the death in the uttarayan, or unconscious death, won't affect. Because he is a surrendered. And who are surrendered, Krishna has taken their charge. So in whatever way, and when and how, any way he goes, it is the lookout of Krishna and his own. He need not care for anything else. Only he would stick to Saranagati. That is a great thing. And what Madhvacharya says here, and also the general purport of Gita is that, that if you do not do for the whole life, at least try to do it in the time of your death, just before your death. Thereby, you will get a better chance in the next birth. Tadattante kadaivaram sat dhamaita goji sadatat bhavo bhavita. He will get a better chance in the next life, and there he will get the good chances and will increase his bhajan and will better his life in this way. Antakali chamameva saran mukta kalivaram. Yaja? Japrayati madhavam. Eti vimam eti shodhyana jahanya. Ramanuj has given stress on saranagati. One surrender and acceptance of the God, necessary acceptance of the God, and he is not in bhakti yoga. Sarvakarma vayim samnasya matpada ananya naiva yogena maang dhayantu vasate tesaṁ aham samuddhartta mittu samsāra sāgara bhavāmi no chirat pārta majjābhi śrīvajīva. Who has left everything in me, I do on their behalf. That is one day. He did not care for anything else. Sarmāgata. Mattu yadā takta samasta karma nivedidātmā vichikirsitu me tadāṁ jattam pativaddhamāna mamātma bhūyāya ca kalpati vai. I have reckoned him as one of my family, one member of my family, and I take such interest over him. So he did not take any special attention for himself. he will go on with his duty in Sarnagati and service. That will suffice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur. Sampada has given much importance in on Saranagati, Prapatti. Prapatti of course of two kinds according to them. Prapatti Madhyaranyai and Madhkataranyai. Madhyaranyai, the calf or what is it?
Kitten. Kitten.
Kitchen.
Kitten.
Kitten.
Kitten. K-I-T-T-E-N.
Kitten means but.
Choto
bear. Kitten. Kitten, it does not do anything. Mother does everything for it. Yeah. I have to remove the mother catches on his neck and takes here and there. This is Madhyaranya. Everything dependent on the mother. And Madhkataranyai, the monkey, the small monkey, and the monkey cub, or what is it?
Baby monkey. Baby monkey.
He catches at the
mother.
Mother. And mother takes him here and there. So Jaisikachari, he preached about this Madhkataranyai. The jeev has got some responsibility. He at least must catch the mother, and the mother will take here and there. And the Tengalai, the followers of the Shatoko, that is the original, and Jaisikachari came with some modification. Their opinion is, no, Saranagati is like Madhyaranyai. You won't do anything. Everything will be done by the superior part, the guardian, Krishna, Govinda, Narayana. He will do anything. It won't do anything like the kitchen. This is Madhyaranyai. This is Saranagati. Saranagati is of two types. This is Madhyaranyai Saranagati and the Madhkata Saranagati. No, he has got something. He has got his free will, jiva, and he must stick to, and the rest will be done by the supreme entity. Yeah, he must accept, he must come forward, and then he will come and see. This is acharya, Deshika acharya. The acharya, Atmatattva, comes from acharya family. It comes from Jaisikachari. Jaisikachari and the Vidyaranya and Akshobhya. Akshobhya Tirtha from Madhya School, Jaisikachari from Ramanuja School, and Vidyaranya from Shankara School. Three stalwart scholars from three groups, they were contemporaries. Sometimes they had to sit for discussion in different places. And especially the two opponents, the Madhvacharya and the Shankara. And the Ramanuja school went to the mediator. Rakshishvati Vishasu, that is a part of Saranagati, a stage of Saranagati.
Rakshishvati
Vishasu, so much confident that he will protect me from any danger, he runs to Yamuna, knowing that it will be mischievous, I may be injured, but still it will run. That my guardian is there, he will save me. It reaches to such, Swarnagati reaches to such zenith, to such height, that he will save me if I go on in a real right way. No, I shall risk, and he will come to my relief. This with audacious and aggression.
That is possible on a very high platform.
Very high class. It is found only in the... it may be found in all states, a particular mentality. Yeah. One who has the ordinary sodhya that has got confidence in his general. They may take the risk of entering into the camp. The general is there, he will come and devastate them. May be found in many places, in many stages of life. But here also, that sort of confidence, not in the world, but in the highest, quarter, that sort of confidence. Whom do we care? So much indulgence they enjoy, so much confidence they enjoy, so much faith is in their protector that they don't care. Run hither and thither, go to catch the snake, catch the tiger.
Satyamata Jagannath Mishra,
snake bhrecha mahapta. Jamunya pani.
Achha Maharaj, the Yogamaya potency.
Yogamaya?
Yogamaya. She is arranging for all the parshads and associates of the Lord so that perfect leela is performed by the Lord. For example, all the gopis, that they are married. Actually, they are not married, but the arrangement of Yogamaya, they are married.
Couching, it's couched in such a way.
So, this relationship of Srimati Radharani.
For the necessity of Krishna, this is arranged by Baladev and Yogamaya. The necessity of Krishna and Radhika, this arrangement is named by Baladev and Yogamaya intuitively.
They also
almost intuitively. Automatic arrangement according to the necessity. To intensify the transaction of the love of very highest degree, such arrangement is necessary. Of the environment is necessary. And it is done by the potency that is Yogamaya, backed by Baladev.
Baladev Prabhu belongs to the Sandhini potency.
The master of Sandhini.
But Sandhini this Yogamaya potency is of
Sandhini. Sandhini Shaktimat Tattva. And the Shakti is Sandhini, known as Sandhini. And he is the master of that potency. Sandhini. That is to make the master of the environment. And two helpmates, Yogamaya and the assistant Bindadevi. She also had got a function of that nature. Especially the animal and the bird, trees, that section. Assistant of Yogamaya, and her activity concerned with the birds, the beasts, the trees, etc. Including apparently inanimate or half inanimate. The rational section. And the rational section is managed by Yogamaya. Of course, the backing is a Baladeva Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
In both cases?
Both cases. The facsimile of Krishna, Baladeva, he understands by nature the necessity. And Yogamaya also. Necessity from the side of Radhika and the gopis. And harmoniously the things are done. Hare Krishna. Subtle things.
Well, Maharaj, if one is thinking about the different pastimes of Krishna, if a devotee is thinking or trying to remember the pastimes of Krishna, then does that come into the category of imagination? Or
that will depend upon the realization of devotee. When I first joined or not joined, trying to join Gaudiya Math, the day of Janmashtami, I attended so many lectures of the sannyasins. I was told, at least I heard repeatedly, Ajay Janma, the birth of the
unborn.
Was unborn, the birth of the unborn, that subject they are dealing with. And they told that today at midnight Krishna will be born and in the heart of the devotees in Shuddha Sattva, heart of the devotees. Then the daytime lectures over, gap in the middle, and then again at 12 o'clock there will be Kirtan and the Bhagavad Pati. All went away. I took my seat just near the door of Prabhupada. There is only one room, second story, first floor, and there Prabhupada used to live. In darkness, I am sitting just near the door of Prabhupada. Krishna will be born here in his heart, as I am told. Then in the heart of the devotee, Krishna will take his birth to this noontime, midday. Then I took my seat there. I may have some influence of that, and I began to think that Krishna is being born. Krishna is coming. With this attitude, I passed there. Then one gentleman came, "Oh, who is here? Who is here? Why you are here? I am not a member of the mosque, coming from outside. And I am so and so, and I am... Why you are here?" I am sitting and thinking of the birth of Krishna. "No, no, no, you should not. None is here. Again, you may come on the when the Bhagavata will be explained at 12 o'clock. You may come. Then perhaps I say I have to go downstairs and wait and come. So, what was your question? To think.
Yes.
That depends upon the realization of the devotee heart. Though he is...
Some of the pasta...
He is nitya. Yes. Krishna is nitya. And not only his birth and every pastime is eternal.
Yes.
Just as sunrise is eternal, in the general sense.
Yes.
Sometimes here, sometimes there, sometimes there, the 24 hours, in any place or other, the sunrise is taking place.
Yes.
So, Krishna's, though Krishna is eternal, his every lila is also eternal. And always, every moment, it is taking place. So, in the heart of the devotee, when they are attracted to particular lila, and that is going on, that is reality. Every lila is reality.
Yes.
And when a devotee's attention is attracted by a particular lila, it is real. And who is imagination? In the case of imagination, that is the question of Adhikara.
Yes.
One who has not come in the Shuddha Sattva, it is imagination in his case. That may be in Sattva Guna, Raja Guna.
No. He has to come to the platform of Shuddha Sattva.
Yes. Then he will come to the reign of reality.
But sometimes a devotee might, due to the process of chanting, at a particular given moment, come to that platform.
Yes, that flow may come automatically. Janma lila, rasa lila.
Any of the lila.
Any lila going on always, his attention is attracted towards that particular part of the lila. It may be.
Because sometimes a lila is not fully explained, individual details are not fully explained anywhere in any shastra, or has not read of it, but that is coming in the mind in a particular sequence, that this gopal did this, and this the cow went this way, and then they came and stopped in this.
Could you watch?
No.
Yes, Mahavir.
Time to say
that, then. All right. Today, I will dissolve meeting now. Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur. One's own self, and also to help others. Hegel Sahib said, the idea is the first, and then the movement of the mind and the body. Idea, philosophy nam, idealism. What idealism? Ideal realism or something like that. First we conceive to do anything, and then the movements begin of the mind. So, idea leads us, and the idea is all important. What sort of thing should we follow? The body, the mind, words, everything we follow. What sort of idea? The idea of Krishna consciousness, conception, consideration. That has been told to be the highest ideal. Absolute good, absolute beauty, autocrat, absolute, empire. We must live in his relativity. Vaikuntha, in its fullest conception, is Goloka. Vaikuntha has no kuntha, that is, no limitation. That is Vaikuntha, the conception of the infinite. When it comes to be congruent with Krishna consciousness, that has been considered to be the highest and the highest goal. The absolute, the autocrat, and the beauty, the good, beauty. Anandam rasu vaisha, akhila rasa amrita murti. All conceptions of rasa harmonized. Different variety of rasas, they are given harmony by Krishna conception of the absolute. Rasu vaisha, akhila rasa amrita murti. The peculiarities that has got some appearance, that is not mere abstract, at the same time not to be intelligible by our present senses. So Dibba Darshan, Dibbanubhuti, divine awakenment must be made, and we must have the help of the sadhus, that is, his agents, bona fide agents. There may be many sham agents also, pseudo agents, the sahajiyaism, imitationist. Must go to the genuine agent, and with the help of the grace of him, we will gradually attain our end. And Naijam Matistabhadu Rukkumangin, Spishuttamarthapa Gamu Jadartha. Prahlad Maharaj says, so long one's mind may not have touch with the divine feet of the Lord. Anarthabhugamo yadartha, for which the elimination of the undesirable elements in us is necessary. And for that purpose, it is indispensable to get the help of his devotees, the agents. Anarthabhugamo yadartha. Mahiyasang Pada Rajubhishekam Nishkin Chananang Abhinita Yava. So our divine life does not really begin as long as we do not come to the feet of a genuine master. There it begins, real progress, real life towards divinity begins. When we get recognition, we get recognition of the Supreme through his agent. Maybe this is a monopoly of the Orthodox system. God is for everyone. Why should some mediator be necessary at all? He is open to all. We are all belong to him. Only if we sincerely want him, he will come direct. That may be the conception of a part. Hare Krishna.
there's one verse here in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And you were talking about impostures. Impostures.
Imitation.
Imitation. Sahajas.
Why?
There's a thing, this is in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's one verse. It says, Dhana Sishya Adibir Dwarai. Dhan, Sishya Adibhi Dwarai.
Dhana Sishya Adibhi. Dhan means wealth. Wealth.
Yes.
And the Sishya, disciple. Dhana Sishya Adibhi Dwarai Ja Bhakti Rupadhyate. That is not considered to be Shuddha Bhakti. That is what is done by our representative. That is not Shuddha Bhakti. I do not do it myself. I give some money to help Shuddha Bhakta and the other holy duties to help money. And men, I supply men. I do not do it myself. I ask my shishya to do the worship, the kirtan, all these things. And I myself do not do. That is not Shuddha Bhakti. To send representative to perform the function of devotee, that practices of devotee. For the sender, the giver, he is not practicing Shuddha Bhakti. Okay?
Ami Gauri Shankar.
Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj did by his own hand he cleansed the temple and the other devotional activities, giving the responsibility of his government to the ministers. But he did not give any representative for the service of the temple of the Lord. That he did in his own hand. And he gave representative for the government of the country. So one should do it himself, not by through any representative. That is, Dhana Sishya Adibhi Dwarai Ja Bhakti Rupadhyate. That not...
Vidurattvat Uttama Hanna Tishrashtu Nangata.
Vidurattvat?
Vidurattvat Uttama Hanna. Tishrashtu Nangata. Tishrashtu Nangata.
Tishrashtu Nangata.
Nangata. Don't know how to do it.
Nangata, no angata. It is not be recognized as the part of Shuddha Bhakti. Bangla ta ki aje.
Bangla bolche dhano shishadi dara je bhakti utpanna hoy. She bhakti kadach uttam bhaktir anga boliya parigonito hoibe na. Karon sthane shithilata prajukto uttamatar hani hoiya thake. Eta che ye theke beriyeche.
Thik ache.
Edition হচ্ছে রামনারায়ণ বিদ্যারত্নেন বঙ্গ ভাষায় অনুবাদিতা রামদেব বিশ্বনাথ
বারণপুর এডিশন
আচ্ছা মা শীতল শীতল হেম শীতল
ইট ইজ দ্য স্ল্যাকনেস
স্ল্যাক
আই আই অন্যাবি দাসিতং জ্ঞান কর্ম দনা আদি অনাবতম আদি শব্দেন শীতলতা ইত্যাদি দ্যাট ইজ by Chakravarti Thakur or others. Adi, what is Adi? Gyan, karma, anyabhilash, karma, gyan, Adi. Adi means so many others. Adi is Shithilata, is one of them.
Slackness.
Negligence. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, before you were talking about idea, the idea stage, according to Hegel. And sometimes we've heard that the Bhakti Lata Bij, that the Bij is like a conceptual stage, some idea stage.
The idea intuitively it comes in the beginning from Sukriti, Agyata Sukriti, Jnata Sukriti. Bhakta Samjataya Bhakta, Bhakti is its own cause and nothing else. So Nirguna comes from Nirguna, and no Saguna can produce Nirguna. Nirguna is Gunatita, Gunatita. Guna means badhi, disease cannot produce health. Removal of the disease is health proper. This way we must think that Nirguna is healthy position and the Saguna is diseased state, sattara jatama, three kinds of disease mainly. So Nirguna must come from. Nirguna can produce, so Nirguna, when within the diseased state, suppose one is in delirium, from the solar section, the beginning of the treatment must come to his help. So those that are in misconception cannot help proper conception. So it must come from the proper conception world. So first Sukriti, Agyata Sukriti. Anyhow or other, he is utilized for that purpose, Nirguna. Then gathers Sukriti. And so sufficient, it produces Shraddha. And when Shraddha comes over the surface, then his conscious cooperation begins. Before that, when the patient patient is senseless, there is also treatment, injections and all this. After some treatment, then the consciousness awakens and the cooperation with the patient, treatments go on. Am I clear?
Yes.
So when fully engrossed in maya or misconception, anyhow, some interference of the Nirguna will come in him. His energy will be utilized by them in any way, the Sukriti. Krishna Bhakti Haya Janmambul Haya Sadhu Sangha. Haya Sadhu Sangha. And then when Sukriti, satsanga prapati pungvi sukritai purva sanchitai. From unknown accumulation of Sukriti, that is some connection with Nirguna, that arouses what is Shraddha within us. And the Shraddha, it comes upon the surface. Then he can cooperate with the doctor. Then conscious movement towards the God is begun.
Yes, and then at what stage Bhakti Lata Bij?
Yes. Then he goes first Sabandasa. The stages after Shraddha may be divided into five. Shravan, then Varan, then Sadhan, then Apan, then Prapan. Five stages. First stage Shravan.
Hearing.
The hearing, the stage of hearing, listening to the agents of the Divine. He feels pleasure to hear, gets some hope. Anyhow.
Does that include reading?
Yes, reading also. someone from the sadhu, more powerful, and then also he reads similar things. In this way, after samandasa, then he begins his practical stage. He takes initiation, gets recognition from the agent of that domain, and then have a regular life, varan dasa. After shravan, then comes varan, the acceptance. They are that of first to listen and then to accept the creed practically, to come within the within regular life.
Is that official acceptance? At Bharana?
Bharana means to accept.
Officially, like Dika?
Officially? Yes, Diksha. Mm-hmm. There is the Diksha, the Guru Karam, the recognition through the Guru. He gets admission into the party through Guru. Gets recognition of Krishna through his agent, that is Guru, Diksha. Then sadhana begins proper. Sadhana, shravan, kirtan, etc. really begins after Diksha, after Guru Karam. This sadhana dasa. Then comes apan dasa, self-realization, self-determination, sarupa siddhi.